Megan slowly opened her eyes, only to see a few dozen faces staring down at her. The students whispered among themselves. Several people brought out their phones. One guy even snapped a photo.
"Move along, there's nothing to see."
Rain stood next to Megan, shooing away anyone who came too close. A tall, sandy-haired guy ignored Rain and settled next to Megan.
"I'm a med student. Someone should call 911.
"No, stop!"
Rain glanced around at the growing crowd, then climbed on top of the nearest table.
"There's no need to contact emergency services. Megan has a condition."
"Epilepsy? Diabetes?"
the guy asked.
"If you give me some more information, I can check her out."
Rain leaned really close and whispered,
"Listen, loser, if she needed help, she'd ask. We're fine here, so move along."
"Well, if you're sure."
He studied Megan until she nodded at him.
"Maybe you should head home to rest. Your professors would understand."
"What a brilliant idea. We room together, so I'll take her home straight away."
Rain grabbed Megan's arm and placed it around her shoulder. The fairy stood, forcing Megan into a standing position as well. Megan grasped the closest table to steady herself. The attacks had been happening since she returned from Costa Rica, but they seemed to grow worse each time. She had never blacked out before. Rain sighed.
"The bloody food court? You couldn't pass out in a less conspicuous place?"
"Lay off already," Megan snapped. "You know I don't have any control over them."
"If they had contacted the paramedics, it would have been a blasted mess."
Rain guided her to a bench near the bus stop. The fairy's hand brushed against her tender back. Megan flinched. The soreness and sensitivity had lasted for hours after the previous attacks. She had no idea how to ease the pain. Even Selena's healing salve hadn't worked. Rain was right, though. Being taken to the emergency room would have been way too risky. The doctors would likely blame her attacks on her new tattoo, but if they tested it for contaminants or infection, the results wouldn't match up to any substance known to humans. She wasn't going to risk exposing the Fae to the scrutiny of scientists and doctors, or making herself into a lab rat. Besides, Megan wasn't convinced that she had an infection. She had never heard of an infection that came and went so quickly. She had several other theories she was working on, but for the moment, she needed to rely on the Fae to keep her safe.
"Thank you."
Megan grabbed Rain's hand. "I know you've been upset with me, but thank you for setting your feelings aside and protecting me."
"Don't read too much into it."
Rain stood as the bus pulled up.
"If I let anything happen to you, Avery would never forgive me."
A quiet knock woke her from her nap. Megan sleepily lifted her head, then struggled to sit up on her bed.
"Come in."
The stone knob turned, and the wooden door soundlessly opened. Avery strolled into the room.
"Meg, I just heard about your attack."
He stopped next to the bed and seemed to study her carefully. Avery's normal smile and laugh lines had been replaced by pursed lips and a crinkled forehead.
"I'm fine,"
she sighed.
"I'm sorry I worried people." "Rain reported that you fell unconscious for a few minutes."
Avery sat on the very edge of the bed. He brushed his fingers along the back of her scalp.
"I don't feel any swelling, though."
"Really, I feel fine," she snapped.
Avery blinked and stood up. He started to step away from her bed.
"I'm sorry."
Megan reached for his hand.
"I'm just worried. I've never blacked out before."
"So the attacks are getting worse."
He gently squeezed her hand.
"I feel so helpless. I wish I knew how to make them stop."
"If only Selena were here.
She'd know exactly what to do." Megan glanced at Avery.
"I miss Grandmother too."
He settled on the bed next to her.
"All I can do is try to make you comfortable while you're here."
Comfortable was an understatement. Avery had insisted she take the room next to his. While it wasn't a suite like his, the spacious room easily fit a king-sized bed, a bureau, and a large dresser. All of the furnishings were hand-constructed from real woods. "Remember, I would be content with a simple room in the back of the tunnels." Megan turned to Avery. "If you need this nicer room for..."
"The room is yours, Meg,"
he smiled.
"Allow me to indulge you while you're here. After all that you've suffered at the hands of my father, you deserve to be spoiled."
"You're too good to me, Avery,"
she said quietly. At times, she didn't feel good enough for Avery.